This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
And good evening to you wherever you may be on the planet. My name is Dr. Doug Kelly. Welcome you to Metaphysics Universe. I couldn't think of the title there for a moment for April 3rd, 2013. Of course, here with me is Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hi, Doug. Good evening, everybody. Glad to be here. It's the beginning of April already.
Strong start here.
There we go.
Of course, not really, though, but it's good to have everybody with us. We appreciate you taking your time to join us either live or listening to the archives. Metaphysical Universe is a weekly service and educational program of the Metaphysical Church of Humanistic Science. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this weekly radio program, we also have essentially two schools. We have Metaphysics Institute, where you can get your bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysics. And we also have newageclass.com, where you can take standalone certificate and certification courses. Links for those two schools are metaphysicsinstitute.org and newageclass.com. Before we get into our topic tonight, we want to do our profession of beliefs as usual. The spiritual philosophy of MCHS Church is based upon 9 principles of belief. These principles of belief are, number 1, as sentient and evolving human beings, we not only believe in practicing and living by the principle do no harm, but also in the principle of do right, thus enhancing the vibrational level of humanity. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit to ultimately triumph in the face of any dilemma. The answers we seek already exist within us. Number 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems, and believe the roots of those solutions lie in exploring, understanding, and empowering the human condition. Number 4, we embrace the differences that make all human beings unique, recognizing that we all come from star material and are therefore equal, irrespective of heritage, beliefs, gender, or gender preference. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Number 5, rather than a supreme being, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. Number 6, we believe the nature of a human being encompasses both a physical and spiritual aspect, and that human consciousness survives the death of the physical body in a coherent fashion. Thus, death opens a new chapter of life and conducts the individual into a higher state of existence. Number 7, we believe in self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will, and that these 3 synergistically create the goal of self-completeness. Number 8, we believe in the value of practical education in metaphysics, metapsychology, and life skills as a means of empowering the human spirit and enhancing the human condition. We maintain an open but grounded mind to potential realities as yet undescribed by science. Number 9, we believe that discovering the true nature of consciousness and human existentialism will ultimately have a positive impact on human evolution and peaceful coexistence. For more information on these 9 principles of belief, as well as MCHS Church, please visit mchschurch.org. And of course, the last few weeks we've been talking about topics that tie into each one of these. And last week we talked about number 8, which is the practical value of education in metaphysics and metapsychology and so forth. And we also briefly discussed maintaining an open but grounded mind to potential realities as yet undescribed by science. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about number 9. We believe that discovering the true nature of consciousness and human existentialism will ultimately have a positive impact on human evolution and peaceful coexistence. Now, just a couple of side notes before we kind of dive into this. Last week we talked about the release of a new informational video done by Sam Sampson, one of our members and an IMHS student. Brilliant, brilliant video, and it is now up on the main page at mchschurch.org. You can view it there, and I have to apologize because last week I was talking to our live listeners, and we were going to put the link for a preview, in the chat, and I'll be darned if I just blew right by that, so I apologize. But you can see that video on our website at mchschurch.org. I think that's all the blunders I need to account for so far.
It was an honest mistake.
Yeah.
It truly was.
Our excitement, we just blew right through that one. Wow.
We were giving everybody a sneak peek and forgot to give them where to go.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, my hair is blonde, and I can always fall back on that excuse. And at least I have one. It is not gray.
It is gray.
It is not. You're high. Blonde. Always been blonde.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Well,
I'm
my
with
beard's
you.
Gray, yeah, but my hair is blonde.
Hey, all listen, right. Doug, by principle number 9, what would we do? What would Earth look like, life on Earth look like, if we all interacted with, aliens?
Look a lot different.
Huh.
And that's the whole point, you know, and that's a good question. If you think about it, if just take a moment, those who are listening, take a moment and think. If they announced tonight, okay, it's proven, it's a reality, sentient alien life does exist in the universe. They've been visiting us for the last 50 years, especially, but they've really been here in various forms for thousands of years. And we've just discovered that. Now we know. We've talked with them. We're in talks with them. We're trying to learn from each other. I mean, think about what would happen to humanity. Well, there's been a lot of speculation about that. You know, some people say, well, the world would fall apart. Some people say that religion would fall apart. You know, it would certainly knock people for a loop, at least in the beginning. My personal belief is that after a couple of weeks, everything would go back to normal. And, you know, even the Catholic Church has wisely is preparing for that eventuality because they say it wouldn't conflict with anything they teach. So they're at least trying to do some pre-damage control here, and that's a good thing. But think about what would you think about? How would that affect your worldview? Right now, it's just us. That's all we can prove. It's just us. But what if there was proof and we saw them on the news, we saw all of this? What would that mean to us as a planet? I think it would personally, I think it would mean that we would tighten up a little bit. We're not it. And you'd think the opposite would be true, wouldn't you?
Well, fashion would change. We'd have to dress the grays. I mean, really. Imagine. There you go. A brand new fashion line. You know, imagine going for, like, I know it's really Star Trek, but it may not be that far off. You know, you're going for dinner, you know, you're going for coffee, walking down the street, you're going for some shopping, and, you know, there's just other beings passing you on the street. Why not?
So think about that from us getting along. You know, if we understand that we're not it, we're not alone, that we're a family here on this planet, you know, and if you think about that, that reality, well, what does it have to do with the nature of consciousness? Well, it has a lot to do with it. Metaphysics is a study of consciousness and existence. And to learn more about what comprises this universe is to learn more about consciousness and existence. And so I believe that knowledge would ultimately have a positive impact on people. And there's another variation of that. So many people believe in life after death. Fine. You know, they have for eons. But there's a lot of people who don't. There's a lot of people who just think this is it. You die, you're dead. Especially those who take a materialistic point of view, which is a lot of the scientific community. You know, this is it. There's no paranormal. There's no ghosts. No spirits, no nothing. What if we could prove that this life is simply one chapter of a much longer book? What impact would that have on us? How would that affect crime? How would that affect how we deal with each other? How would that affect our ability to find meaning in life? Good questions. I think it would have a positive impact myself. Especially negating futility. A lot of people think, well, what's the point? We're all going to die anyway. Who cares? Well, if this life is but one chapter in a much longer book, then, you know, that puts a whole different spin on things, puts a whole different light on things. And if we think about that, when we die, our consciousness is transformed into a different chapter, you know, of this life, and we have other possibilities.
A new makeup line for ghosts.
Yeah. Good luck selling that one.
Well, you got to, you know, be able to pick them out somehow.
Some people say they need it.
This is true. They're very pale. You know, here's the thing. Most people are afraid, Doug. You know, when you come across, I come across, that we see it all as a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Other people do not. You know, there's a lot of people scared of all those different lizard folks. You know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going around out there on the internet, and a lot of people, you know, and again, that fear-mongering. So, you know, we say it's a great thing, because, you know, I already know in my reality that we are in shared dimensions of time and space. But other people, you know, they take a negative spin on it.
You know, you got to look at that in a non-Hollywood way, from a non-Hollywood position. You can't look at extraterrestrial life from a Hollywood position perspective, because they're about making movies. They're about creating fear and scaring you, and that's what people want. But again, you know, and I will admit, I can be quite naive on this. I can be quite ignorant. I will happily admit that. But my outlook is much more optimistic, much more positive. I personally believe that for a civilization to advance to the point of acquiring the technology, developing the technology to travel light years very quickly and go to other worlds, you know, they must necessarily also evolve spiritually. Otherwise, they end up killing themselves. You know, just like humanity has faced over the last few decades, you know, with the A-bomb and atomic weapons. If a civilization doesn't destroy itself first, then they have the opportunity to evolve spiritually in addition to technologically. So, you know, the ones that are coming here, you got to answer these. What do they want? Well, they want our planet. Why? There's billions of planets like this out in the universe. Why ours? You know, ours is a beautiful place, certainly, and it's unique in and of itself, but it's one of many unique planets. You know, there are many planets with water and life. That's my belief. And so, what do they want? Our gold? Really? Why? There's plenty of places with gold, heavy metals. You know, they don't want it. Well, they want our water. Really? No, they don't. There's plenty of water out there. All they have to do is go to the Kuiper Belt. There's tons of comets, frozen ice, tons. You know, they don't need our water. Well, they need us for food. Really? An advanced civilization can't create a food? We do. It's called processed food. Some of it's pretty good, too.
You know? It's killing you, Doug.
Well, that's what they want you to believe. But, you know, so yeah. What's the point of all this?
I guess here's the thing, isn't it, that we can all see it many different ways. Like, some people believe that, you know, the aliens are responsible for this global unification and, you know, one world order, you know, whoever's the big brother here. And people like David Icke, you know, believe that there's the lizard people who have infiltrated all these governments. And there's a lot of theories. And I think anything that the mind can create is a possibility, if that's the way you want to see life. I'll tell you what, I was the oldest of four siblings, and there isn't two of us who have the same story about childhood. So, I mean, everybody's got a different take. And it is the preference of the view, but it's also the critical thinking. There just has to be a sensibility, I think, at some point.
Well, there does, you know, and so if we get rid of all the fear stuff, I mean, really, if all the evidence points to benevolent ETs out there, benevolent ETs who observe the Prime Directive. That's what all the evidence really suggests, because if there were a militant type species out there that were just conquerors, don't you think they'd have been here, done that? Long before now? I mean, why wait till now to reveal themselves to try to conquer us now? after all the thousands of years when we were in the sticks and the stones, and now we have some technology? That doesn't make any sense, you know? What does make sense is that they're here observing us. I'm sure there's probably been alien contact, you know, but they're not ready to come out. I mean, humanity's not quite ready. We're getting close. And I think that they shouldn't be withheld from us. I think that the reality should be put to us. It is what it is. And if some people have a hard time dealing with that, well, you know, that's their lesson. That's their path. Reality is reality. And if they're here and they're visiting us and they want to make contact, fine. Let's do it. Because it is what it is. It's reality. And we can't deny it. We can't turn our face and run. We can't put our head in the sand. We need to really learn from it, grow from it as people. And I'm not saying that they're here as gods to teach us all this stuff. That's baloney. The lessons are for us to discover within ourselves based on how we react to such news.
I was kind of hoping to meet Thor and Odin and all the other guys myself.
Yeah.
You know.
Of course, they're dysfunctional, so.
There you go.
They need to come to us for some spiritual healing. Yeah.
Counseling.
That's right.
You know, I'm completely with you. I imagine that there will be, you know, some people who could conceivably short-circuit a little bit. And short-circuiting means go into panic and fear. I think, however, there'll be enough people who will say, yeah, I've seen them for years. We just haven't sat down and had a coffee before, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there still might be a little hesitation. You know, I mean, there's the blue people and the grays and the Norwegians and the, you know, mm-hmm. there's different species. And so it's a getting to know each other. You know, do we
right.
speak the same language? Is it telepathic, or, you know, can we actually have an oratory kind of relationship? Mm-hmm. And I think there'd be a lot of learning, which would be pivotal in human history.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I do suspect that there are enough idiots on this planet, you know, who would try to declare some kind of war.
Oh, there are. You know, he'll stock on ammunition will go sky high. People stock up. They're already doing that, even when there's a change of presidents. You know, got your paranoids who think that it's all going to go to hell, and you know that's just not going to. It's just not going to happen. It would be incredible news. It would be the greatest news in all human history.
I agree.
I mean, even to discover a microbe on Mars would be the most amazing news in human history. And to see them, and there's just too many reports, too many credible reports of UFOs and different things. But just think of how that would raise our consciousness. Remember, we're talking about raising awareness. Raising our consciousness to understand and become aware that there's much more out there than what we're used to, just, you know, going through the daily grind, working for a living and all that stuff.
You know, there's a lot more people, too, gaining evidence of other kinds of life, not necessarily alien, but spiritual life, spirits in other dimensions. And so if we can kind of get a clarity here, when the spirit leaves the body, it changes into a different energy form. And my visual on that is kind of like a different dimension.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about, you know, layers around us, but actually it's all happening simultaneous to us. It's kind of like when it's the difference between feeling a residue kind of energy, residual energy, mm-hmm. of where somebody has been versus, you know, a spirit actually being there now. So, you know, we pick up on all these different energies. And again, you know, we might be using the wrong language to describe it. We may not quite have the, the visual to interpretation, because it's very experiential and it's very subjective. But there is enough evidence. And what we mean by evidence, there's audio evidence. There, you know, pictures are pictures, but there are enough sane people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just me. I'm really glad I'm in good company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that there's enough sane people out there who, you know, respectable, wise, good, wholesome folks who have seen other kinds of life, you know, life in between the dimensions. And I think a lot of people don't want to talk about it unless it's brought up, you know, unless you boldly bring it up. People don't want to talk about it because there is still this fear of insanity that, you know, kind of rubs shoulders with people. And that comes from religions, you know, in governments, persecutions from different, you know, subcultures.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people just don't want to appear nuts.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate. I mean, I understand people don't want to be thought of as crazy, but, you know, things happen. I just got an email the other day from somebody seeking help for some paranormal stuff. And, you know, apparently they have a two-story house, and upstairs they're hearing knocks and footsteps and different things. And the person said she had gotten some scratches on her back and so forth. And so they don't like to go up to that second floor, and guests and so forth have reported similar sounds and all. And, you know, these people get really scared. And I understand that. I mean, there was a time in my life when I was the same way. But now you can't hardly scare me for anything. I mean, it's now I'm saying, okay, cool. Those are cool things. Why don't you try talking to them, see what they want? If, you know, if you're psychically sensitive, maybe you can get an impression or something. But even still, even if you can't, there's no harm. And the whole scratching thing, gosh, that's a tough one, you know?
It's possible.
It's possible.
Sure.
But my cat scratches me, and I keep saying, so what? Okay, so you've got some knocks. Tell them to stop it. You know, you got some footsteps. Look, I don't know who's walking around up there, but you got my attention. I can't do anything for you. Go find somebody who can. Stop making noise up there. And if you got scratches on, you know, if I happen to get scratches, I don't know who you think you are, but that's a huge, huge boundary violation. You can't do that. Don't touch me.
People do it. Spirits do it. You tell them to not do that.
But it's not going to kill you. That's the thing.
Exactly.
And most people don't even feel it when it happens. So there's nothing to be afraid of. That's the whole point of that story. But as we think about this, we've got a ton of compelling evidence that life goes on beyond death. What does that do for us? What does that do for us individually? That should give us hope. It should give us hope that those that we've lost in death are not gone forever. You know, we're just apart for a while. You know, it should give us some hope, some comfort.
And when the bad guys die, I'm really happy.
Yeah. Of course, there has to be some accounting.
You know, I think it gives me such comfort that this isn't it. You know, it is it, but it's not it.
Right.
And that's that paradox, right? So it is in the here and now, and to be present. And being present doesn't mean you ignore the past, doesn't mean you ignore the future. It means that you are the sum of everywhere you've been, everything that you have learned into this moment, and you are also the sum of the energy of what you're projecting for your tomorrow. So that is about being present.
Mm-hmm.
And I think more than anything, Doug, it's about being emotionally present too. You know, not just mentally present, but emotionally present.
Right.
You know, and if anything, I can say as a parent turned grandparent, and maybe you could attest to this somehow, Doug, but as a grandparent, I can sit and color with my grandkids, and I am present in that moment. I'm not thinking about anything else except coloring with the grandkids. You know, when I was a parent, my body's there, I'm doing the deed, but I'm thinking about the dishes and the cooking and going to the doctor tomorrow. So I'm not necessarily present. You know, so these are different ways to kind of touch base. You know, people really want to become more psychic. They want to become, you know, more attuned to spirits. Well, if you're not present, you know, and your mind is somewhere else, then you're going to have an expectation, or you're going to want it to actually shake your hand and say, hi, I'm a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the mind does a lot of tricky things. So it's about being as present as possible. You know, for all the years, I can tell you honestly, when I sit with a client, nothing else occurs in life. My mind is nowhere except with that client. It can't be. So, I mean, there's, you know, more than coloring with my kids, I was with my clients. But, you know, it's also that a little bit of leeway. But to become as present as possible and tune in.
And those are good points. And, you know, be aware of the moment of now, the, you know, what's going on in your life around you. You know, so we get back to this principle number 9. We believe that discovering the true nature of consciousness and human existentialism will ultimately have a positive impact on human evolution and peaceful coexistence. As we gain in knowledge of the reality of life, as we improve in our knowledge of consciousness and what it means to be human, when we understand the human condition better and we're aware of not only our own self to a greater degree, but also that of others, their plight, their adventure, their journey, you know, we become more empathetic. We become more sympathetic. We become more tolerant. And that leads to peaceful coexistence. We allow other people to be who they are, understanding that, you know, we are who we are and they are who they are. And as long as nobody does any harm, then let it be, let it go. You know, don't try to control other people. That's one of the biggest problems humanity has right now, is that everybody's trying to control everybody else. Think about why couples fight. You know, if you're in a close relationship and you have arguments, why? Well, because one of you or both of you are trying to control the other. You're not allowing the other to be who they are. And I've said it a zillion times, you know, you accept people for who they are. And if you can't, fine, then you're not in a relationship with them. It's that simple. You can't fight it all the time. You know, we don't have the right to demand that somebody else accommodate our tastes and desires and all that. You know, what we think is right. You know, we got to stop trying to control other people. When we learn that lesson as a race, as the human race, then we will be far better off for it.
Don't you think also, Doug, that if we really understood about expanding consciousness, people would also stop living in secrets and believe that their thoughts are secrets?
Well, yeah.
You know, I mean, energy is energy and a thought is energy. And, you know, people in that name of control, because that's what it's about, right? If I withhold all this information, I don't want people knowing what I'm thinking.
Well,
you know?
It's just denial. You know, a lot of people are like that. I mean, they, you know, very quiet and keeps to themselves and don't want to say anything because they don't want people to see who they really are. They have this belief that if people were to discover who they really are, they wouldn't like them. They wouldn't accept them. And the fact is that they're not hiding anything from anybody who knows anything, you know. You can pick up on that a mile away, you know, those issues. And so one of the terms that's been used a lot, and it's a good term, is be your authentic self. Be who you are. You have a right to be who you are. Just do no harm and do right. But be who you are. And don't worry so much about what other people think of you. You know, what you think of me is none of my business. Have that attitude. You know, be who you are and embrace life. Embrace who you are. You know, every one of us has talents and gifts that are unique to us. We bring them to the table. And we have a right to express that and embrace those gifts and build on them just like anyone else. So if you're in that mindset where you just don't think you're good enough or smart enough or anything like that, stop it. Don't think that way anymore. Stop thinking that way. You're unique. You're perfect the way you are. You're getting better every day. Do no harm and do right. And embrace it.
I think part of consciousness, Doug, well, it's everything to do with it, is communication.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how you communicate with your inner self as well as how you communicate with others. I mean, if you've got a screwed up inner dialogue, you're going to have a screwed up outer dialogue.
That's true.
And it's understanding what little things we're saying to ourselves in our minds. You know, here's a simple thing, and I've run across something like this recently. I'm not going to say the example, but if I asked you, Doug, gee, do you have an issue with me right now? And you replied, well, not really. Hello? You know, yes or no is good. You know, I mean, this is where I think that people dance around their own inner thoughts and with an uncertainty of what they're saying. It's because they're uncertain with who they are. And when you're uncertain with who you are, then you tend to want to manipulate and maneuver. You can talk yourself in and out of anything. Truly, we can. Any of us can. I can talk myself into liking purple. I did it the other day with my granddaughter. I don't like purple. But she said, oh, Mama, don't you like purple? Well, yes, I do, honey. You see, we can talk ourselves in and out of anything. So whatever your inner dialogue is, if it's uncertain, it's going to come out uncertain. And then we have to, you know, that's our mirror about how other people are hearing us, how they're receiving us. And this is why paraphrasing sometimes is critical to do. I mean, I know it's an old psych term, Doug, but it's really valuable. You know, if you say something or somebody said something to me, I don't quite understand it, then it's easy enough to say, okay, this is the way I heard that in my language. Is that right? Am I getting that right? And, mm-hmm. you know, hopefully people don't get defensive by that. It's just, I don't understand. I'm trying to understand you. So let's use together in our relationship, we can find some kind of a mid-ground in how we're communicating. And that requires effort. And I tell you, a lot of people don't want to put that effort into. But that is required when we're expanding consciousness.
Good points, you know. And you mentioned that, the importance of communication, both the inner dialogue and, of course, outwardly. And that brings us back to the maxim that if you want your outside world to change, you've got to change your inside world first. So you have to manage those thoughts, manage that inner dialogue, manage that self-talk. You know, focus on what you want, not on what you don't have. Focus on where you want to be and what you want to accomplish, and then work toward those things. And again, be who you are, and have that passion and that decisiveness. Be passionate about who you are and passionate about your right to be who you are. As long as you do no harm, we're good. So be that way and embrace your expanding consciousness. I mean, even listening to this radio program, you're learning some new things perhaps. That's a way of expanding your consciousness. If you do research online or in the field or wherever and you learn something new, you are expanding your consciousness and you are changing your vibe, your energy signature, and you're evolving. That's how we evolve. That's how we change our energy signature. If we've been in poor relationships before because we tried to control the other person, well, when we learn not to do that, we change our energy signature. And then we are attracted to different types of people, more healthy people, and they are attracted to us. So this is how we evolve our consciousness. And as we grow our consciousness and we evolve and become more self-aware and more self-actualized and more complete within ourselves, guess what the natural result is? Tolerance, acceptance, and peaceful coexistence. That's the whole point of this program tonight.
You know, I think part of it is that a lot of people experience an emotional oppression. It's like being emotionally arrested in a way, or they're frustrated. So a lot of thinking goes through an emotional center, and the emotions do their thinking for them. And, you know, I've been guilty of that myself in the past. You know, I mean, I can, again, we can talk ourselves in and out of anything. It's whatever our emotion is at that moment. And that's how we translate any amount of information, which is the whole point of critical thinking. You know, and, you know, IMHS, the program is awesome for teaching critical thinking, I might add, because you first understand yourself. And then what you're looking at and viewing. So even some interpretations, you know, people who pursue to interpret symbols, there's a caution because you will emotionally attach to a meaning or pull something out of, you know, somebody's written meaning and attach to that when it may not be the deal at all. You know, it's like, oh, I saw a hummingbird. What does that mean? Oh, it must be good. Well, maybe it wasn't. You know?
Maybe it was just a hummingbird.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of, or it's kind of like what that might be as we're interacting with life, as we're interacting with nature and interacting with each other. You know, it's okay, you talk to me about a hummingbird, I'm an automatic, because I love them, I'm automatically going to have a good feeling. But your point to me is, oh, geez, you know, hummingbirds haven't come this year, but I'm just so in love with hummingbirds, I didn't hear you to say the hummingbirds aren't here this year. So, you know, we only hear what we want to through, and it's selective memory, through this emotional process. So this is why we have to feel our way through it and then think clearer. And then, you know, sometimes a good tactic really is to teach yourself to rethink what you've just heard. It's like a double play. And just push that pause button, listen to it again so you get the whole, you know, the whole meaning or as much of the information, like in a complete manner as possible, instead of just extracting what it is you're emotionally attached to, and then critically think your way through it.
Good points. So let's start wrapping things up a little bit. I just learned today that our One Planet Accord bumper stickers are on their way. They should be here on Friday. So,
yay.
And, yeah, in a few days they'll be available for to get on the website at mchschurch.org, or you can just go to oneplanetaccord.org. We'll take you directly to that website, which is part of mchschurch.org. We'll have the details for getting them up on the webpage on a donation basis, and then you can proudly place that on your windshield or your bumper, whichever you prefer. There is an image example of what they look like at oneplanetaccord.org right now, so you can see that. Still working on basically material or nylon type flags, making those available for those who might want them. More details will be added once we get them to that same webpage, oneplanetaccord.org. What else we got?
I suppose 5 or 6 on my bumper would be too much.
A little overkill there, yeah.
A little too much. That's all right. For some people who might want to know, I can easily be a Canadian contact for people who would like to order through me, because I'll have an extra bunch up here too. So, especially if you're in Western Canada, real easy. So,
well, you can still order them, you know,
yes,
mostly through Canada and the U.S. You can still order them off the website once we get that up there. And if you happen to be in Canada, then we'll have Vicki send it out to you.
Perfect.
And so we'll kind of cover it that way. And I am going to begin adding one to the graduation documents to our students at IMHS. So graduating students from here on out will get a little bumper sticker in their graduating documents. Once they complete their doctoral degree, they get a package with all their diplomas and everything in it. So they will get one there, too.
We just keep growing, doing stuff, and keep growing. You know, the beautiful thing about MCHS is that it's for everybody, no matter what you believe in.
Yep. And, you know, if this all resonates with you, we'd love to have you join us at mchschurch.org. If you'd like to learn more about everything we talk about on these programs, then enroll at IMHS, metaphysicsinstitute.org, and get your degree in metaphysics, if nothing else, for personal growth, because you will grow. You will learn an awful lot. I mean, it's an incredible curriculum. It makes you think. It will broaden your outlook, and it will help you with self-completeness and more enlightenment, and help you on your journey. It's a fine program, and if you just want to take a standalone course, that's fine too. Go to newageclass.com. There's several courses there that are for different interests, paranormal and Reiki and tarot and EVP research and leadership. There's all kinds of stuff there. I mean, excellent information. I mean, honestly, it's the best kept secret in the planet. There's some outstanding content in these courses that's been tried and proven, and many people have benefited from. So, you know, go take a look.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Good night, everybody. It's been a good show, Doug. Thanks.
Yeah, we appreciate everybody's time and attention, as always. And if you have any topics you'd like to hear us address, please let us know, admin@mchschurch.org. Until next week, I encourage you to listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Have a great week. Good night.